Hi, this is Jan.
And Marie at Inwell Consulting and Training.
And the topic of this week's audio is Create Your Own Portable Relaxation Zone. How would you like to be able to change your mood or behavior in seconds? To let go of anger, frustration, and other negative feelings, and to feel relaxed quickly? By taking some time in advance to create a personal and portable relaxation zone in your mind, this could be much easier than you think. True masters of the mind use this simple yet powerful technique. They have set up a relaxing place inside their minds which they can quickly access to change their mood or behavior, to get themselves back in the zone or the flow. This quick access to a positive state is known in NLP as an anchor or resource anchor. You don't need any music or special tool to create your own anchor, just a quiet spot to run through the setup process.
So first, to listen to this audio, it's best to take some time now, aside from anything else. And that also means that if you're driving or operating any machinery, stop the audio now and listen to it later, so you can put your full attention to the process. You got that? Okay, so first think of a place, a memory, a location, something that's relaxing for you to think of now. This could be a holiday memory, a beautiful beach scene when the sun is warming and sparkling on the sea. Or maybe a quiet walk in the forest with the birds and the rich earth smell and the sun filtering through the trees. It might simply be a relaxing spot in your home or garden. Somewhere that's relaxing for you to think of now. It might be a particular place in nature that you feel peaceful or any other spot you find relaxing. If you can't think of anything now, a specific place, just make one up instead. So step into that experience in your mind. Imagine being in this place. Now completely immerse yourself in the memory or creation of that place in your mind. See what it looks like as you're there. Have the sounds return. Even any smells of this place, so that the feeling of relaxation returns more and more. Notice how your breathing shifts to deeper breaths. As you really imagine being there, just how thinking about that place and the way you are at that place can really start to slow things down. You notice what the light is like around you. You notice the sounds. Notice how you can step into the experience and how that really relaxes you now.
Now bring back your awareness to the now and the place you are at the moment. Completely bring your full attention back. Because the next time you step into that experience in your mind, I want you to realize that you can really add or take away anything from that scene in order to heighten it, to make it really relaxing, even more relaxing than it has been before. So think of that memory or that place again. Step back into that experience now, that breathing. Notice your body shifts as you think about that place. Notice if anything would make it even more enjoyable. And have a go at playing with other details. Like you could just adjust the brightness, increase the lightness or make it darker, turn any sounds up or down, just play with the volume. What makes it more relaxing? Take a moment to notice the perfectly relaxing elements and details, or non-details of your relaxing space. Pause this recording if you want to take some time to do this. Right, now bring your full awareness back again to where you are right now. You see, once you have the most powerful design of your relaxation space, what you want to do is connect that relaxing experience with a finger movement. This step is optional, but it is the core element of being able to easily access your relaxation zone again later. You may have noticed some athletes make a movement or have a particular routine to access a particular state, such as a state of intense focus or their peak performance zone. You can lock in the relaxed state for future use just by pressing your thumb and one other finger on the same hand together. Here the timing is crucial. Only do this movement once your feeling of relaxation has reached a high intensity, like a peak, and you're fully there in that space in your mind. Press your fingers together for 2 to 5 seconds and then release them again. To make the movement strongly connected with your relaxing space, repeat this process a number of times until you notice that just by making the finger movement, you're relaxing automatically.
So if you haven't already, take a deep breath and bring back the images that go along with your relaxing space. Really see that experience through your own eyes now. Feel how your body relaxes in that space. How there are certain sounds that you can become aware of again. Certain smells, perhaps. Certain thoughts that go through your mind when you're in a space like that. There may be a certain colour which stands out. Notice how that colour makes you feel as you look at it. Really notice how you can step fully into this experience, this space of relaxation. And when you have this feeling, this relaxation, you can just press together your thumb and that finger and take a deep breath in and out. All the while, still seeing what you see in that space, noticing the sounds that belong there, the colours and the way of being. Your being, in that space there, breathing deeply like that. Now release the fingers and come back again. Nice, eh? So, you can now go ahead and just press your finger against your thumb and notice how now, immediately, you start to relax again. And you can easily strengthen the connection between that movement and your relaxation space just by running through the process again. Really stepping in and then pressing them together.
Now you can start using this process the next time you're stressed in some way and would like to be relaxed. You can either just think of your relaxing place, or if you have connected it with a finger movement, make that movement and experience how the relaxing feeling returns, and voila, your mood has changed. And as always, play around with it until it works best for you. The more you practice, the quicker you can access your relaxation zone. The exciting thing is that once you start to get the swing of setting anchors, like the relaxation one you just did, you can start to think what other emotional states would also be helpful to have on tap, so to speak. You might want to be able to feel more calm when driving a carload of kids, more confident when speaking to a group, more sleepy when you get into bed at night. All of these states can be anchored. Well, just make sure to choose a different movement for each one, otherwise they'll get mixed up. We know some people who have, like, 5 anchors on each hand, so that whatever fingers they put together, they can access a different state easily.
So, do you have any questions? Feel free to ask us anything that will help you get the most out of this process. Of course, it's much easier when you're sitting in front of one of us, and we can really tailor the guided parts specifically for you, maximizing the relaxation and the anchors so that you have it as a resource to get you into that relaxation zone easily. And you can, of course, re-listen to this audio to run through your anchor several times and to strengthen its effect. So, any questions, just email us or call us. But for now, we wish you lasting success and happiness. From us, Marie
and Jan here at NWOW Consulting and Training. Have a great rest of the week.